Bitter Lemons of Cyprus by Lawrence Durrell. Read by Andrew Sachs. Journeys, like artists, are born and not made. A thousand differing circumstances contribute to them, few of them willed or determined by the will, whatever we may think. Travel can be one of the most rewarding forms of introspection. These thoughts belong to Venice at Dawn, seen from the deck of the ship, which is to carry me down through the islands to Cyprus. A Venice wobbling in a thousand freshwater reflections, cool as a jelly. Down on the grey-flagged quay, I had noticed a coffee stall which sold glasses of warm milk and croissants. It was immediately opposite the gangplank, so that I was in no danger of losing my ship. There were no seats, but I made myself comfortable on an upended barrel, and, breaking my bread into the hot milk, fell into a sleepy contemplation of Venice from this unfamiliar angle of vision across the outer harbour. The cabin steward joined me for a glass of milk. He was an agreeable man, rotund and sleek, with a costly set of dimples round his smile, like expensive cufflinks in a well-laundered shirt. "Ah, beautiful," he agreed, looking at Venice. "Beautiful." He plunged into a pipe full of scented shag. "You're going to Cyprus," he said at last, politely, but with the faintest hint of commiseration. "Yes, to Cyprus." "To work?"